This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you that God will give you GPS-like directions. Recently, I talked about things feeling a bit out of sorts. Some things seem on track one week and off track the next. It is during these times when our circumstances can feel so overwhelming that we can forget to seek God for direction. Similar to how we use GPS to give us step-by-step directions, it's important to seek God in the same way, especially when you're feeling impatient or overwhelmed. And this is exactly what David did when he fought the Philistines. First, it's important to note that the Philistines had a military advantage over the Israelites because they had a monopoly on iron, which meant they could easily arm themselves with swords and spears, whereas the Israelites could not. The first lesson is, even when you're at a disadvantage, you can prevail if you seek God's direction. David knew this principle very well. When the Philistines made their first raid into Israel's territory, David sought God's guidance. In turn, God gave David specific instructions on how to attack them from the opposite direction. At each step, David knew that in order to prevail, he needed God's guidance. In contrast, King Saul had to face the Philistines, but he did the exact opposite. He became overwhelmed, sought his own will for matters, and was defeated on the spot. So where in your life do you need GPS-like directions from God? Tune into the Blues to Blessings channel today as I share my own need for these type of directions. But before you do, remember these words. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 32:8. So today, turn on your GPS for God.